Hello, this is your host, Shraro Odo here, welcoming you to the Odo Talk, where we talk about different topics every other day. We talk about theories, theories, sorry about that, theories, stories, wars, and the news lately. Today we will be talking about the ancient Sumerians and the ancient Assyrian Empire. And let's not forget the ancient Sumerians, ancient Assyrians, Chaldeans, and Syriacs are all, they all speak Assyrian. You may have heard of the Assyrian Empire, but till this day, many people in the world do not know what or who Assyrians are. Assyrians were one of the first ever civilizations in the world. Today we will be talking about a very known theory that Assyrians said, some Assyrian wars, and we'll be talking about the early civilizations. Did you know that Assyrians were one of the first civilizations to have ever been created in BC? Assyria was divided into three different parts, and those three parts were known as the Old Assyrian Empire, the Middle Assyrian Empire, and the New Assyrian Empire. But first, let's talk about the Old Assyrian Empire. The Old Assyrian Empire's era was from 2000 BC to 1600 BC, and it was one of the first earliest periods in the history of the world and Assyria. One king of the Old Assyrian Empire was Sargon I, and he lived from about 1920 BC to 1881 BC. Sargon I was known as the son and successor of his father, Akhunum, and was known as the father and successor of his son, Pusur-Ashur II. The word and the name Sargon means the king is legitimate. Next, let's talk about the Middle Assyrian Empire, and the Middle Assyrian Empire's era was 1392 BC to 934 BC. Ashur-uballit I was the king in the Middle Assyrian Empire. With some help from the Hittites, Ashur destroyed what was known as the Dominion of the Aryan Mitanni. Afterwards, Ashur-uballit I ended the Hittite and Hurrian rule and then dominated all of Babylonia. Next, let's talk about, furthermore, let's talk about the latest empire, which was the New/Neo-Assyrian Empire. And many historians claim to have said this was the first true empire in the world. The new or Neo-Assyrian Empire lasted from 1912 BC to 612 BC. The Assyrians had expanded their territories from the city of Ashur over the centuries. The king of the new or Neo-Assyrian Empire was known as Adad-nirari II. The empire had accomplished many things with expanding themselves. They expanded from the city of Ashur to the whole of Mesopotamia, part of Anatolia, the Levant, and Egypt. The Assyrians had one of the strongest armies at the time because they were one of the first ever civilizations to have had iron weapons. Their military and political policies had made them very ruthless and fearsome, since their policies were political and they contained military stuff in them. Sorry, I did not say that. But yeah, they were fearsome because of their policies, which had the policies had made them have a longer reputation, and made them be known as one of the cruelest armies of all time, such as Alexander the Great, which when he had his army, Alexander the Great, yeah. And the New or Neo-Assyrian Empire had been the largest empire that the world had ever seen. There were many kings that had led the Neo or ne New Assyrian Empire to success. And now you'll be getting to our sponsorship today with Adidas. Adidas and Odo Talk have made a sponsorship. Adidas is now releasing new hoodies and merchandise for kids, babies, toddlers, adults, females, males, every size we are releasing right now. You can visit us on the ototalk.com website where you guys can find more information about that. And also, we will be selling really good water bottles, very nice tables, nice furniture. We are selling a lot of things. Adidas is trying to become the first company to ever sell furniture as a company. And let's talk about the new Adidas and Ototaka backpack. It is very, very helpful. You can use it for any sport, for school, anything you desire, for plane trips, for road trips, anything. And let's not forget about our giveaway. For the first 1,000 people to watch this podcast will be getting $1,000 sent to their homes. Anyways, let's get back to our topic. Now I'm going to talk about the Assyrian Wars and how it impacted the Assyrians. One war was the Urartu Assyria War, which was a battle between the New or Neo Assyrian Empire and the Kingdom of Urartu. Urartu, I mean, sorry, Urartu. The war began at 714 BC because Urartu invaded parts of Assyria, which there was a new king who was reigning during the New slash Neo Assyrian Empire, and his name was King Sedgwin II, and he had to start a war between the Assyrians and Urartu. Sargon II led many offenses into the Urartu territory, which had the Assyrians winning basically all the battles and wars against him. Another war was known as the Sack of Thebes battle, which was, I mean, Sack of Thebes War, which was a battle between the Neo or New Assyrian Empire with the King Ashurbanipal under control, and they were fighting with the 25th Dynasty of Egypt. After a long struggle for the control of Levant, which began in 705 BC, the Kushites lost control of southern Egypt, and the Neo-Assyrian Empire took over the control of Levant. In 878 BC, there was a war between Assyria and Sulu, and Assyria came out on top and conquered Sulu. The king that was active at the time was Ashurnasirpal II. The next battle I'm going to talk about was a very well-known battle, and it was called the Battle of Susa. The battle was between the kingdom, or between the Assyrians and the Elamites. The battle was in 647 BC. Sorry about that. The battle was in 647 BC. The current Assyrian king at the time was Ashurbanipal I. And he had leveled the city during a war in which people who were in Susa had supposedly participated on the other side. The king Ashurbanipal I had been very annoyed by and tired by the Elamites' attack on parts of Assyria, so he was just tired of this. And he, oh yeah, he what his punishment was that he was going to destroy Susa, and which he did. He destroyed Susa as a punishment because he wanted the Elamites to learn. I hope you have all learned a lot more about Assyrians, their wars, and their empires. Assyrians were very fearsome people, and I want to teach people about Assyrians and their history. Since there aren't many Assyrians left, there are about 5 million Assyrians left. Well, this evening, an episode has come to an end, and I hope you enjoy this event. Thank you very much for watching, and I'm very thankful for you guys watching. I hope to see you in my next episode. I hope to see you in my next episodes. In the next episode, we'll be talking about soccer, sports, and many amazing upcoming players, and maybe some theories about some soccer players. And if you want to learn more information about us, just search us up on odotalk.com. Don't forget, odotalk.com. Thank you for watching this podcast, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.